This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A 29-year-old who police said fired a crossbow at an apartment office, then allegedly being armed with two machetes, now under arrest. The incident happening yesterday at the clubhouse that they lodge at Black Forest Apartments, that is near Woodman and Tutton, northeast Colorado Springs. Police called out around 10 o'clock for someone with machetes going into an employee area of the apartment clubhouse and refusing to leave. Witnesses say while police were being called, the man went to his car and got a crossbow, fired a bolt into an empty office. Police allegedly didn't find that man initially at the apartment complex, later clocked his vehicle going 90 miles an hour in the wrong way down Research. They were able to eventually capture Jonathan Broski. He is facing a slew of charges, including felony menacing. Colorado Springs police, meanwhile, have arrested two men suspected in a string of recent bank robberies, one taking place last week at a Chase Bank on the First and Main Town Center over on the Powers Corridor. Then earlier this week, two more holdups at gunpoint. 31-year-old Devontae Stuckey and 34-year-old Travis Townsend were arrested after investigators tracked a vehicle that was described being used in the robbery and locating them nearby. Robert Tornabene with the Springs Police Department said that more arrests could be on the way.
They're still investigating. There are circumstances that lead them to believe that there's potentially others that are involved in this, but at this time, we're not at liberty to discuss that information.
Now, according to police, only one of the robberies ended up with a suspect getting cash. The investigation, as you heard, is underway.
Yemi Mobolati's term as mayor is underway. Mobolati was sworn in yesterday morning in a ceremony at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. In his inaugural speech, Mobolati called on residents to join him in building a united Colorado Springs.
From its inception, our city has been a melting pot of culture, ideas, and dreams, where all individuals from all walks of life come together to forge a community that cherishes diversity and inclusion.
Mobolati said his top priority is public safety, infrastructure, and economic development. He will publish a progress report so the city can see how he's working towards those goals. And Governor Polis was in attendance, and besides showing support for Mayor Yemi, also honoring the former mayor, John Southers.
Mayor Southers, thank you for your 8 great years in office. There's no question you've always put the people of Colorado Springs first, making this community safer, making it one of the best places to live in Colorado and the nation.
Polis also said that Mobolati also represented the American dream, as he's the city's first elected black mayor, born in Nigeria, and the only non-Republican to ever hold the position of strong mayor.
Authorities now issuing a statewide alert for a missing indigenous man last seen in the Colorado Springs area. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says 33-year-old Nick Walker was in the city back on April 18th, could have been in town until late May. Walker, described as 6'3" tall, weighing 130 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is urged to contact the CBI. And Pueblo, one of the top cities in the U.S. when it comes on dog attacks on postal carriers. The U.S. Postal Service says 14 dog attacks were reported in Pueblo last year. That placed the city 22nd overall nationwide, ranking above much larger areas like Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, and Salt Lake City. The Postal Service is in the middle of National Dog Bite Awareness Week and reminds customers to keep their dogs inside and away from mail carriers, especially during anticipated delivery times.
A beautiful start to the afternoon. Highs in the 70s. We will see an increase in cloud cover by this afternoon as storms build off the mountains. We'll expect some of these storms to just be your general variety showers and storms between about 3 and 7 p.m., producing a little lightning and some gusty outflow winds. Otherwise, widespread severe weather not expected. Conditions in the 50s overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. Highs back in the 70s on Thursday with more storms after 2 p.m. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.